We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Hickey, Wall, and Caserta are ready back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. I did come clean right before we began the opening music that if you've listened to the Saturday Night Huge Show, I'm all about huge opinions, and I'll have a ton tonight. I'll want yours. But I think I can be quoted as saying, no way the Bruins lose the cup. Nobody is beating the Warriors 4 out of 7. Yeah. How's that working out right now? And what's interesting, and I said this to Ryan Hickey back at CBS in New York City, that the Bruins and the Warriors, they look out of gas, and injuries are a legitimate excuse, and I hate to use excuses when you're this deep, right? But they both look like they've hit a wall. And we see it all the time in season. And a five-year run by the Warriors, and KD, there's no way he's playing. The guy's wearing like a boot or an ice pack every time you look at him. And Klay Thompson was a Warrior coming back from the hamstring. I won't rule them out, but they just look gassed. Now, some of you are going to say, oh, yeah, man, you're making excuses for your Warriors. By the way, why do I sound like Chris Farley doing sports? And then the Bruins, you know, the Blues, what did we say a week ago? You know, statement game in St. Louis, 4 goals in the first for Boston. Hey, guess what? You know, Brady is going to get another ring with the rest of the Patriots from Mr. Kraft. They had their big shindig. You know, Brady's flashing all the rings. Players are unveiling them. You know, Mr. Kraft treats those guys right. They are the greatest dynasty that sports has ever seen in America. And people in Boston, after that Game 3 win in St. Louis, are like, you know what? We're going to have another celebration. Red Sox, Patriots, Bruins. And then you get the official referee, whatever the sport. We have different names. And it just blew up Boston. Now, I'm looking at NHLOfficiating.com. They have announced that no longer will Stanley Cup Final referees be allowed to bring a CNI dog on the ice. They have nixed that moving forward. Oh, how do you miss that call? And then you get the goal right after it. How do you miss the obvious trip? I was talking on my statewide show in Michigan on Friday. And I have a simple solution, folks. I really do. And the NFL's getting close with their pass interference, and they're going to try it and see how it goes. Each coach in the NHL playoffs, you have one challenge, and it can be on any call. You have one challenge. You can save it and use it in the final 30 seconds. You can use it in the first 10 minutes. Whatever point you think the official's call could change the game, you use it. That's it. One. Not 20, because, you know, I'm looking at baseball. Like, I'm even watching the college super regionals. And this replay, come on. You know, baseball and Rob Manfred, they're out there preaching that they want to speed up the game. They want to, you know, cut down on the time of it. I had a 4-plus hour, like, Michigan Creighton super or regional before the super regionals out in Oregon. You know, they're even doing replays now at the state level in Michigan for high school championships in certain sports. So what you do, and baseball should be doing this, the only time there should be video replay would be in the final 3 innings. A manager has 1 or 2 challenges. That's it. You don't get to carry them over. They don't build up equity. You use them or you lose them. So you have 2. Because how many times are you watching any sporting event and there are more than one play call, miss call that could change a game? You don't get past 1 a lot. You don't. And that was an obvious trip, hook, whatever you want to call it, right? Somebody should have been in the box for 2 minutes. And it changed that game. And now the Blues up 3-2 in that series. Did it change destiny for St. Louis, a team that was dead last in points in the NHL, I think, in January? Just give them one. You know, Cassidy then and the Bruins, they could have had one challenge. Oh, you know what? We missed a trip. 2 minutes, no goal. And anything that happens after that is waved off. That is such a simple solution, because then the video would show the world that they got it right. Instead, you now have that black eye for the NHL. Cassidy and the Bruins, the people in Boston, they're all brawling. The videos are going viral. The fans are fighting with each other. Then the one Bruin fan decides to take on a St. Louis fan, and he, like, knocks him out. They're throwing stuff on the ice. Because I think most believe that maybe the cup was won because of that call. I don't know. I think the Bruins are still the best team in hockey. Are they the healthiest? We'll find out. That they could win two in a row? I have more faith in the Bruins winning two in a row against the Blues than I do Golden State coming back and getting another ring. And Kawhi Leonard, I know there's this talk, and I was talking to Scoot Jackson from Chicago, great NBA insider, on my statewide show on Friday, and, you know, he's on this wait and see. You know, I think Kawhi is going to end up with the Clippers. I think Davis, you know, Boston will go after him no matter what happens with Kyrie, but I, you know, and Kawhi, he's not going to talk about it right now. I mean, you're on a historic run. Have you seen those crowds at the Jurassic Parks in Toronto for our listeners on AM 590? It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in sports. Because the minute you're on the cusp, and they're not just jumping on a bandwagon. I'll give the Raptors fans credit in these Jurassic Parks that they're doing everywhere. You know, they were all in even when it looked like that series was over against Milwaukee. And it was going to be another, hey, man, we just can't do anything. We can't get to the NBA Finals. And when you're on the verge, a city, of winning your first world championship in a sport where you haven't won, it is one of the great feelings ever. And then you get spoiled when you're in some cities. But Toronto feels it, and the players are feeding off of it. And it is a beautiful thing to watch. And like I said, I believe Boston easily could win the next two and still get the Stanley Cup. But I, you know, and it's not because they need KD, all this talk. I mean, come on. You know, I get it. You need a Twitter feed to blow up. You need conversation on 9,000 talking head shows. No, they're just, it's, Toronto has that mission look. They do. And it was when they were left for dead in that Buck series, they just look like no one's going to get us. I mean, you can make the argument that Golden State's lucky they have a W in this series. In the Kawhi story, like we talked about last week, and I heard a lot of people, including Jody Mack and some other shows on CBS and other networks the last couple of days, talking about what we did last Saturday night. Who's the best player in the NBA? Not just in the playoffs, we're talking right now. And it, as we all discussed last Saturday night, it's tough to go against Kawhi. It is tough. And Toronto feels it. And you look at Golden State and you wonder, okay, they have the players, but do they have the healthy players for the comeback? Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years, rocking my peers. That's what Greg Caserta was singing in the studio when the Saturday Night Huge show began. He was gargling some soap salts for his throat that he bought at an upscale Manhattan place. Ryan Hickey told me he was singing Don't Call It a Comeback. I've been here for years, rocking my peers. So Durant's not, he's done. He's not playing at all in the series. Warriors are trying to remain optimistic, as it reads at CBSSports.com. They intend to take it one game at a time, because if they think about where they're at, they'll panic. So they came back from being down 3-1. That was an epic series against Kevin Durant and the Thunder of Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals in 2016. And remember the infamous 3-1 lead they blew against the Cavs in the finals that same postseason. I forgot they were both in the same playoff run. And it's Toronto's defense. It's, you know, you look at, Cleveland wasn't a team that would push, you know, I know they had J.R. Smith, and they weren't a team that would intimidate you. Houston's not a team that's going to intimidate you, right, with Harden and Paul. They're not. You know, if you look at the Western Conference, there aren't those tough teams that look like they want to fight you afterwards. I mean, look at the video when Toronto was walking to the locker room, whatever was on, maybe it was the Raptors Twitter feed or CBS Sports, said they just won and they're up 3-1 and they look like they wanted to beat people up. Think about it. Out in the Western Conference, it's not Oklahoma City. It's not Portland. It's not Utah. It's not, you know, San Antonio a little bit, but they're not the same San Antonio they used to be. Who is physical? Who can intimidate even people like Curry, rush your jump shot for something? The West, they don't, you know, and it used to be coming from the East. Even, I don't know if Boston, the Celtics would be, you know, Cleveland, who's, you know, Milwaukee played great team defense. G could get up and block everything, but they don't have guys, you know, I mean, Kawhi, Van Fleet, these guys look like they want to fight you. And I mean that in a flattering way. They do. They have an old school look to them, and they played some lockdown defense. Now, on the flip side, I will say that the Warriors had a chance to really have, and they could not hit their shots in that game four first half. But that's it, man. They're physical. Baga, they want to push you. They want to, you know, and you don't get a lot of that. Who has done that to the Warriors that they faced ever in the postseason? Who? And I'm talking Western Conference, Eastern Conference. So Raptors are a win away. Our first huge question of the night that you can join in on. Who do you think and I gave you my answer, I think the Bruins do. Who has a better chance to win it all, being down? The Bruins winning the next two, that would be game 6 and 7, or Golden State winning 3 in a row. Man, I don't know about that. Wow. I think it's easy to go with the Bruins. But you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Hickey and Wall are doing a great job producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Caserta, he's almost done with the makeup and the hairstyle, getting ready for another update here in about 6 minutes. We do have our first huge question of the night. Who has a better chance of a comeback? The Bruins down 3-2 to the Blues in the Stanley Cup final, or the Warriors down 3-1 to the Raptors in the NBA Finals? Who has a better chance? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. I'll read some tweets. Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook if you want to like us. And what's really refreshing about the fact that Toronto's one game away from winning the NBA Finals is that the Mark Stevens story isn't part of the NBA conversation. Now, he's the minority investor in the Golden State Warriors. He's been barred by the NBA and the Warriors for a year and fined $500,000. You heard the story, for pushing and directing obscene language at Kyle Lowry of the Raptors. He will not be allowed to attend games or other team activities. Now, you have to watch the video a couple of times. And you have to ask yourself that Lowry's plowing into fans. The guy kind of does the stiff arm, like, get off me. He barks at him. And I'm listening to the talking heads, Vince Carter, Steven Jackson, the Bristol Network, talking that the guy should be forced to sell his investment in the Warriors. He should be banned for life. And Lowry even said Steven shouldn't be part of their league. I watched that video. He was out of line. He made a mistake. He, you know, not really the push. It was the barking. I think it was the barking. But then I've watched, you know, Cuban, who's an owner, and he's calmed down a lot from his earlier days. But coupled with the Mark Stevens story, a minority owner, investor, that, you know, that's the new thing now, because I think some of you heard the story earlier this week that I think it was Bleacher Report was saying that some high-level NBA executives have discussed, some, not all, taking the word owner out of the NBA because of its sensitive connotation. Are you kidding me? The word owner. So are the NBA players who own homes, cars, phones, will the word owner not be used by NBA players? And I looked at that statement that I think was about a day before the Stevens-Lowry incident, and I'm thinking, what in the heck is going on? What, you know, Lowry telling reporters that Stevens shouldn't be part of our league. Well, what happened? Watch the video. There's a stiff arm, like, get off me. If someone fell on you and you didn't want to, you're at a party and they're falling on you, I don't have an issue with that. Where he crossed the line and he deserves to be suspended, I'm not saying that. You know, barred from the NBA Finals would be enough in my book. That he barked at a player. You know, what he said, I don't know. He barked at him. Heat of the moment. NBA Finals. He didn't punch him. He didn't jump him. You know, Jackson's trying to compare it to Artest and him in the brawl at the Palace with the Pacers and the Pistons and haymakers and going in the stands. Lowry jumped in to the front row. Mark Stevens didn't jump into it. Yes, he made a mistake. The pushing, I don't... It was just get off me. And then it was whatever was said. But the way he's being treated, I'm like, what'd the guy do? He's, well, $500,000 is nothing because he's a, you know, billionaire. Whatever. And then to even have 1 second of a discussion about taking the word owner out of the NBA. All right, so... excuse me, Steph Curry, we can't refer to you as a homeowner, a car owner. It's ridiculous. It really is. You know, Stevens, he had to have, you know, some sanctions. I get that. You can't have owners or investors or a minority investor now. I love how that word's being used by Mark Stein, where it's from the New York Times, an investor. Well, we can't use owner now. That's so racist. Is it just me? Or is everybody way too sensitive? To even have that connotation that, and I think Larry Johnson brought it up when he called NBA owners plantation owners, to even bring that up in 2019. Yeah, I get we're moving into another presidential election, which should be the all-time circus of circuses. But then no one can be referred to as an owner. So if you own, I own a phone, a home, a couple vehicles. Wow. And the Mark Stevens and just the negative vibe through the TV. Like this guy was, he's some racist who pushed a black player and he barked at him and he should sell. I think it was Rachel Nichols too. You talking will force him to sell. Really? That's where we live today. Well, what happened to Kyle Lowry? Who, by the way, barks at a lot of officials and players have a right to a point. But watch that video. I watched it 20 times to get a true feel and not the pitchfork mentality on it. He deserved, you know, to me, he deserved not to be at any of the finals games the rest of the way. And beyond, you know, $500,000 in a one-arm push by a, he looks like a small guy. So, hey, it's the world we live in. And I hope the NBA shuts down their pursuit of removing the word owner from owners of franchises who pay the bills, who pay the salaries, who pay the taxes. But looking at Mark Stein from the New York Times, Mark Stevens was referred to as a minority investor. So maybe the new phrase for the NBA owners will be investors. Speaking of the NBA, who has a better chance to come back and win it all, Warriors or Bruins in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs? You can answer that question, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions. You may disagree with me, and I respect it. I do. I am getting some comments on the social networks like, oh, well, that Mark Stevens, the minority owner, he just pushed him. It's a push. Everyone, like, he banned him for a year, fined him $500,000. My Lord, I get he was out of line. To me, you know, having him not go to the NBA Finals, he can't go to any, if they come back and win, championship celebration, team activities, or, you know, until the start of next season, to me was enough for that. I really mean it. I just think that was, it was just blown up, you know. And I like Kyle Lowry. I'm not blaming him, and I'm not defending the owner. I think getting banned from the rest of the NBA Finals, and I'll go team activities, and I can't go to the draft, the party, or whatever, until the start of next year was enough. And a fine that, you know, goes to some great charity in Toronto. Right? We're really too sensitive. We are. I don't know about you Canadians, because I live in Michigan, which is close to Canada on many fronts. If you want to join in, first huge question of the night, who has a better chance of the comeback, Warriors in the NBA Finals or Bruins down 3-2 to the Blues in the Stanley Cup Final? How about Canada going crazy over basketball, not hockey right now? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. Ton of tweets rolling in. I'll read them. The ones that we've got here the last 42 minutes coming up within 12 minutes. First, let's go to the audience. Toronto's feeling good right now. Fred, listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. First-time listener, first-time caller from Toronto. That's right. I know it might sound a little bit biased, but if you hear it, it's actually not biased because I'm not rooting for Boston making a comeback, but I can feel a comeback from Golden State because they have done it before against OKC a couple of years ago. And you guys think we put up a hockey team in a basketball, so maybe the best the hockey players will lose to Golden State. And so Golden State has a better chance. And I'm not sure. I think your perspective about Lowry getting pushed is completely off. I know that's not a question, but I don't think you got the right perspective about that incident because Lowry didn't even fall on Stevens.
He's out of line. I'm not debating, Fred, that he was out of line, but I think for a push and a little join in the heat of the moment, I get he's a minority owner, investor, as the New York Times said, but I think for what happened, there, no one's hurt, no one's laying there. Everything I've seen in sports, that ranks like 250,000th on the list of bad things I've seen in sports, right?
Right.
So that's my point.
How about your ownership comments? I mean, like, look at your history, right? So when you refer to owners, and majority of the players are of a certain race, I mean, in that scenario, you cannot refer to them as owners because then you're saying that humans belong to them as well who play for them.
Okay. Well, Fred, I appreciate your opinion in Toronto. Everybody is a loud one on the huge Saturday night broadcast. Thank you so much for listening on AM 590. So Fred's saying because the NBA is, 75% black, that because of the revisionist history of slavery, where, by the way, the North, we are the North, fought they are the South. They kind of own that little trademark before the Raptors. Oh, my Lord. So, because of what... Let me just get what Fred was saying. Because the NBA is predominantly black, them referring to the players, referring to management, the owner, saying the owner is demeaning, that it's similar to slavery and a plantation owner who owns slaves. Can you check the bank accounts of those NBA players? Wow. It's amazing. Unbelievable. Sterling, he was an idiot, right? He was an idiot. I think most of these owners have been great for the game in the NBA. They've helped grow it. You know, Stern kind of set a good path. I like Silver as a commissioner. But you're going to tell me that in 2019 that there is an... There's Fred in Toronto. What the story said that, these players don't want to refer to an owner. And Mark Stevens had owner pushing Lowry and John with him. Wow. Now, that's just amazing. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. I'm almost speechless, which isn't good in my business. Everything is politically driven in America. Every comment, everything, both sides, folks. I'm not taking one side or the other, and I'm not going to do that. Everything in sports, almost my point was with the Stevens push and the join, and yes, he should have been, but the way it just blew up didn't match what he did. In my book, he deserved to be banned for the rest of the games. And he's allowed, to make a donation, Toronto, Kyle Lowry's favorite charity, and an apology, and you move on. And next year, he's allowed back as to go to games. Can't sit courtside anymore. Has to sit up in a suite. That's it for a push and join. Let's go to Matthew in Detroit, listening on 97.1 The Ticket. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I'm enjoying the NBA Finals. I'm a Cardinals fan from Missouri, so I'm so pumped up about the Blues. But I'm speechless too. I mean, okay, so you know what's going to happen? They're going to have the Players Association is going to be pushed, and the owners are going to have to go to sensitivity training. It's called capitalism. So I just, it's just unfathomable. These arrogant, you know, okay, Kerry, you've got a supermax contract. That's unfair. I can't describe how I feel. Owners can't claim the name for their.
Oh, my Lord. What are you going to talk? An owner of a company, owner of a business who built it from the ground up, the word owner. And when you know what? When I say the word owner, I don't think plantation owner, okay? I don't.
I'll say the other thing, I don't either. Real quick, I wanted to say, do you think that minority investor, you know, they can punish him, I know, somewhat, but I would think if they keep doing it, he'd have some grounds to sue them.
You know, they're, you know, with the Rachel Nichols.
Anyway, thank you.
And thank you, Matthew, in Detroit. Rachel Nichols was on the finals pregame or the jump or whatever they call it, right, with Steven Jackson. I love that, you know, talking about fighting, you know, the brawl at the palace. And, you know, Vince Carter, well, it should have been, you know, tougher in the punishment. And those are the players. I don't know. Is it because they're the Warriors and we're just tired of them? It's like, you know, talking about the Yankees when teams win so much. I'm just, punishment, yes. I said that. He doesn't have a right to push any player. He doesn't have a right to jaw, but we've seen a lot of owners and fans, and you look at Drake. Drake can jaw with Draymond and say he's trash, but the guy who paid money to own the team can't. Now Drake hasn't pushed anybody. The push was out of line, but I think the push, getting banned for the rest of the NBA Finals, team activities until the start of next year, is enough. Did they ban Drake for calling Draymond Green trash? So again, it almost leaves me speechless. It really does. Let's go to Dan in Toronto listening on AM 590. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Danny.
Yeah, nice to hear you. I listen to you all the time. I think you've got a great show.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, you're welcome. I think maybe you're just having a little bit of a biased view towards what happened there.
You biased? Know, I'm not biased. I watched the video 20 times. It's a push. No, there's some jawing.
I know, buddy, but here's the thing. You don't know what the jawing was, do you? Nobody knows what the jawing was. You know, Kyle Lowry, he bangs himself around all the time. I mean, there's, you know, it's not a big deal. You think a push in the shoulder a few times is what bothered him? Maybe you should start thinking about what that man said to him. That's what bothered him. And you, my friend, don't have any idea.
All right, so what was said then? What?
I'll tell you that Kyle Lowry's never said what it was the man said to him. You know why? He's got some class, a lot more class than that other guy has. And so don't just push it off as a little bit of jawing. Because, you know, a little bit of jawing with the wrong words can really, you know, make things horrible.
Here's what I'll say, Dan, and thanks for the call in Toronto listening on AM 590. If Mark Stevens used bigoted comments, then yes, I would say he should have to sell the team. Okay? If he was Sterling Light. But then that needs to be out there. It does. And I believe it would be already. If he was racist in what he said, just like, you know, the Utah fan, right, the Jazz and Westbrook, right? I believe it would be out there. If he used, you know, sit the F down, yeah, because I'm. But if it's racist, then yeah, he should be forced to, I would say, ban for life, like some of the players were calling for, and forced to sell. If it was racist in his drawing. But there are a lot of people sitting around there. And I think in this world of, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, if it was bigoted, we'd know now. Let's go to Jed in Waterloo, Canada. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, good to hear from you.
How you doing, Jed?
I'm doing pretty good. Just enjoying the evening and talking about sports. We're all hyped up here in Canada with the Raptors and all. I'm calling to say my thoughts on your question about who has the better chance at a comeback, and I have to put the smaller but higher chance on Boston. I think Charlie McAvoy, Torrey Krug, Zdeno Chara not being out from injury was huge for them. And I look back 5 years ago to when Krejci blocked a shot that was going in the net, would have been pivotal for the Habs to move on. And when he blocked that shot the other night against St. Louis in Game 5, it made me reminisce to who this team was and the character they have and the ability they have. So I believe the fight that Boston has is a lot higher than Golden State just because of how banged up they are. And the fact that there's only two people who I believe can beat the Golden State Warriors and LeBron James, and he's done that, but he's not a factor this year, and this time it's Kawhi Leonard. And that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah, thank you, Jed, in Waterloo, Canada. I love Canadian fans because they know hockey like Americans know the NFL or baseball. And I traditionalist, right? Whenever I get a call from anybody, we have a ton of affiliates all across Canada. I'm like the prime minister of sports radio in Canada. They just really know their hockey. I sit back and, you know, listening to Jed there in Waterloo, Canada, and marvel. It's the same way, you know, when I grew up, you could, you know, imitate batting stances, tell you a lineup of any major league team. If you want to join in our first huge question of the night, well, a couple of them, because I want your feedback on our Mart Stevens huge opinions in hour one. First one is, who has a better chance of the comeback? Warriors down 3-1 or Bruins down 3-2? I'm leaning towards the Bruins. And Mark Stevens, do you agree with being banned for a year? If you've watched the video, 500,000 fine, the push, the join. Again, if it was racist in context in the words thrown at Lowry, I'd be the first guy to say bam. Join in 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.